Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton. So I have had a series of events and a series of days that has led me to one thing, and that is you don't always have to have the answer. Unfortunately, we live in a society where everyone has an answer for everything. And everyone wants to tell you their answer for everything. We are becoming void of having our own original thought. Right now, the things that we think are things that are coming from other people, coming from other sources, but not things that are coming from us, uniquely us. Here's the danger in that. If you don't have a genuine, authentic thought for yourself, for your life, for your goals, for your future, you will simply be living out days in exile of your own body. You literally will pick a career that you don't really like, but other people think that you should be in. You will drive a car that you don't really care for and you're paying car payments on and car insurance on, but other people feel like that's what you should do, so you're doing that. You will put on these falsehoods, and I'm sorry, I'm about to step on some toes, so please excuse what I'm about to say. However, you will clothe yourself with name brands and fake hair and fake nails and makeup and lashes, and you will clothe yourself in all of these things, all of these falsehoods consistently, because there's nothing wrong with putting on those things and still knowing underneath those things that you have worth. What is happening is we are putting on these falsehoods and we are making that our identity. And instead of being able to identify ourselves with those things off, we've gotten to a place in falsehood where we reject who we really are. We reject our own reflection in the mirror if it is not covered in falsehoods. I find that incredibly sad because we are living in a time where truth is questionable. We're living in a time where our truth is something that we are steering clear of. And truth is so deeply rooted. Here is the truth, my truth. And I'm hoping by sharing my truth that I will have some people choose to share their truth and be okay with not having the answer and be okay with not being able to solve what the truth is, because truth simply is truth. That is it. It is not debatable. It is not lukewarm. Truth is what truth is. Here is the truth. For me, I work out about 4-ish, sometimes more, sometimes less, days a week. I have consistently made losses and made gains. When I gain weight, it is incredibly frustrating for me, and it makes me feel super low. When I lose weight, it is rewarding for me because then I could see the labor of what I'm putting in. I can see it. But is that the sum total? No, because the truth is, whether or not I work out, what I put in my mouth is what makes the difference. So am I eating 4 to 5 meals a day? Am I looking at carbs? Am I consuming a lot of fat, a lot of chips, and a lot of like things that I know that I should not be consuming? Yes. So I have to take ownership and accountability for what it is I look in the mirror. I cannot simply cover it. I cannot simply put on a waist trainer and put on, a girdle and put on Spanx and then suck myself in and look in the mirror and be like, yep, because that is a falsehood. That is not true. When I take all of those things off, I still need to be able to look in the mirror and tell myself the truth. And my truth in those moments are, you need to not eat bread for breakfast. You need to not, you know, consume whatever carb it is I'm thinking about consuming at that time. You need to be mindful to eat the snacks in between and not to just eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but to make sure you're getting in those snacks. You need to do cardio. All right, so I don't want to make this all about fitness. I just want to make it about truth. And the reality is we are stuck in a society that tells us to cover ourselves up in falsehoods and look at that reflection and try to force that reflection to be our truth. When the truth is, you are okay just as you are, without any falsehoods, without a waist trainer, without fake hair, without fake nails, without fake lashes, without contour makeup, without things all over your eyes and things all over you, without stuff just tattooed on your head. Oh my goodness. I went into a restaurant. I went to Bar One in Miami. And as I looked around the room, I looked around at all these beautiful women who did not have their own hair. And there had to have at least been 20 women. Gorgeous. And as I looked at them, I was so saddened by the fact that in order for them to feel dressed up or beautiful or whatever it is you want to call it, they felt the need to put something on the top of their head. They felt the need to cover their truth, whatever that truth is that's underneath that weave or wig or lace front or whatever it is. But such is the same with life. We cover ourselves up with our careers. We cover ourselves up with our cars. We cover ourselves up with all of this stuff, hiding who we really are. And here's the sad truth about a whole lot of these. It is okay to not have the fastest car. It is okay to not have the top-notch car, the car that society tells you is the top-notch car. It's okay not to have that car. You still get to where you're going. And it's not about lowering your standards. It's just about simply living in your truth. There are people right now who are knee-deep in debt because they want to live outside of who they really are. They want to live someone else's story and someone else's truth, and they don't want to take accountability for their own truth and their own story and their own acceptance. Listen, it is okay to be tired. It is okay to put that thing down. It is okay to have to look in the mirror and just see your regular you. Who are you without hair? Who are you without nails? Who are you without all of these things? It is okay to simply be able to say, I want to live in my truth, whatever that truth may be for you. One of our realities in this society, and one of the things we all have to figure out, is how to be genuinely, holistically, wholly you. Who are you? Not mom you. Not wife you, not student you, not fashionista you. Who are you? Without those titles, without the PhD, without the thing that you introduce yourself as, who are you? That one question is why we're all here. Because once you figure out who you are, then you can figure out why you're here. So many people are choosing to end their life because they never found who they really were underneath all of the falsehoods that they covered themselves up in. So you all know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, I never leave you without an action step. The action step for this one is, get rid of the falsehoods for a moment. Take off anything that is not wholly you. And just sit and look at yourself in the mirror. Just look at you. And I want you to be able to write down what you love about what you see. And I want you to be very specific about what you love. I love the bend of my eyes. I love my natural lashes. I love the curve of my nose. I love my full lips. I love that when I smile, there's a little crinkle on the side. Hell, I like my crow's feet that come around the corners of my eyes. I love how my hair flows out from the top. I love that I decided to lock my hair. I love how my neck flows. I love how my shoulders jet out. I want you to just sit back and look at who you are, wholly who you are. I love, and only write down what you love about what you see. I love that my belly shows that it held life. I love that you can look at my breasts and tell it has given sustenance. See, we got to be able to look at who we are and embrace who we are wholly, our whole authentic self. Because if you don't find a way to love who you are, you will constantly be in search of why you're here. So I want you to take this moment. Take this action step. And if you don't do it but once, strip yourself down and you look at yourself in the mirror and you write down or you say to yourself, here's what I love about you. Make it a list. And if you are real jiggy, do it every day. Do it on the days when it's hard to look at yourself. Those days. Those are the ones that are especially important. That's for my real jiggy people. That's for the people who are like, I'm throwing caution to the wind. I'm gonna look at myself every day, honey, and say how I feel. But if you're not there yet, just do it once. And if you like how you felt, do it again. And if you like how that felt, do it again. And tell yourself how you love every inch of how God made you every single day. Every single day. But every day starts with the first day. And if you do it once a week, if you do it once a month, hopefully it's not shorter than that. We're gonna push for once a week. It's important to know who you are. Under the falsehoods, under what people think, under how people feel about you, under what people think, man, the freedom that lives in that. And oh, baby, when you find out why you're here, when you find out that thing that puts that, when you do it, it puts that zing on everything, baby. It's the best feeling in the world. All right, y'all. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton. See y'all later. Don't y'all forget my action step.